I'm Zek Morgan, he said. I'm a spectator in Rat Army. Oh, said Graf, nodding. You. Have you reconsidered your vow of nonviolence? No, sir, said Zek. I'm here to ask you a question. And you couldn't have asked somebody else? Everybody else was busy, said Zek. Immediately he repented of the remark, because of course he hadn't even tried anybody else, and he only said this in order to hurt Graf's feelings by implying he was useless and had no work to do. That was wrong of me to say that, said Zek, and I ask your forgiveness. What's your question? Said Graf impatiently, looking away. When you informed me that nonviolence was not an option here, you said it was because my motive is religious, and there is no religion in battle school. No open observance of religion, said Graf, or we'd have classes constantly being interrupted by Muslims praying. And every seventh day, not the same seventh day, mind you, we'd have Christians and Muslims and Jews celebrating one Sabbath or another. Not to mention the Makumba ritual of sacrificing chickens. Icons and statues of saints and little Buddhas and ancestral shrines and all kinds of other things would clutter up the place. So it's all banned, period. So please, get to class before I have to give you a demerit. That was not my question, said Zek. I would not have come here to ask you a question whose answer you had already told me. Then why did you bring up... Never mind. What's your question? If religious observance is banned, then why does Battle School tolerate the commemoration of the Day of St. Nicholas? We don't, said Graf. And yet you did, said Zek. No, we didn't. It was commemorated. Would you please get to the point? Are you lodging a complaint? Did one of the teachers make some remark? Philippus Rietveld put out his shoes for St. Nicholas. Dink Meeker put a Sinterklaas poem in the shoe and then gave Flip a pancake carved with the initial F. An edible initial is a traditional treat on Sinterklaas Day, which is today, December 6th. Graf sat down and leaned back in his chair. A Sinterklaas poem. Zek recited it. Graf smiled and chuckled a little. So you think it's funny when they have their religious observance, but my religious observance is banned. It was a poem in a shoe. I give you permission to write all the poems you want and insert them into people's wearing apparel. Poems in shoes are not my religious observance. Mine is to contribute a small part to peace on Earth. You're not even on Earth. I would be, if I hadn't been kidnapped and enslaved to the service of Mammon, said Zek mildly.
You've been here almost a year, thought Graf, and you're still singing the same tune. Doesn't peer pressure have any effect on you?
If these Dutch Christians have their St. Nicholas Day, then the Muslims should have Ramadan, and the Jews should have the Feast of Tabernacles, and I should be able to live the gospel of love and peace.
Why are you even bothering with this? Said Graf. The only thing I can do is punish them for a rather sweet gesture. It will make people hate you more.
You mean you intend to tell them who reported them?
No, Zek. I know how you operate. You'll tell them yourself, so they'll be angry, and people will persecute you, and that will make you feel more purified.
For a man who didn't recognize him when he came in, Graf certainly knew a lot about him. His face wasn't known, but his ideas were. Zek's persistence in his faith was making an impression. If Battle School bans my religion because it forbids all religion, then all religion should be forbidden, sir.
I know that, said Graf. I also know you're an insufferable twit.
I believe that remark falls under the topic of the commander's responsibility to build morale. Is that correct, sir? Asked Zek.
And that remark falls under the category of you won't get out of battle school by being a smartass, said Graf.
Better a smart ass than an insufferable twit, sir, said Zack.
Get out of my office. An hour later, Flip and Dink had been called in and reprimanded and the poem confiscated. Aren't you going to take his shoes, sir? Asked Dink. And I'm sure we can recover his initial when he shits it out. I'll reshape it for you so there's no mistaking it, sir. Graf said nothing except to send them back to class. He knew that word of this would circulate throughout Battle School. But if he hadn't done it, then Zek would have made sure that word of how this religious observance had been tolerated would spread, and then there really would be a nightmare of kids demanding their holidays. It was inevitable. The two recusants, Zek and Dink, both of whom refused to cooperate with the program here, were bound to become allies. Not that they knew they were allied, but in fact they were. They were deliberately stressing the system in order to try to make it collapse. Well, I won't let you, dear genius children. Because nobody gives a rat's ass about Sinterklaas Day or about Christian nonviolence. When you go to war, which is where you've gone, believe it or not, Dink and Zek, then childish things are put away. In the face of a threat to the survival of the species, all these planet-side trivialities are put aside until the crisis passes. And it has not passed, whatever you little twits might think about it.